Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today demons in high places, parents fighting back, rescuing our children out of the public school system where there's total brainwashing in the ideological bent that is antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values, destroying this and the future generations, demoralizing and destroying the hearts and the futures of our generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, the schools are teaching today, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to give you the itinerary, the calendar for the LGBTQ agenda in the public school systems for the next 12 months. I have something planned for every month in the public school, totally brainwashing our sons and our daughters and our grandkids in the public school. But they're teaching today the lives and the histories of the lifestyle of the so-called homosexual leaders in the past. Our children are taught via the so-called sex educational courses, nothing short of what I call raw pornography. Just 10, 15 years ago, that which is being taught today in the public school system would have been outlawed totally in the classroom and or in any printed material and or any publications that's on the newsstands, any place. Most parents today simply sit back in silence, refusing to get involved. And may I remind us, they're somehow deceiving themselves into believing that their child is getting a good education. In fact, our last caller asked the question, why is it not confronted and something said about it from the pulpits and from our parents? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I love pastors and preachers. I love what they're doing, and I'm thankful for God's call in so many lives of men of renown that's taking a stand. There are few across America that's confronting these issues from the pulpit. But most in pulpits today are concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses. They're not going to do anything or say anything that might upset the socialist, Marxist, Democrats that may be seated in the pews. Let me just interject this, ladies and gentlemen. If you've not heard this broadcast before, you don't know what I've said. But let me just simply state it again for the record. It's an impossibility. May I repeat that? It's an impossibility. It's an oxymoron to say I'm a Democrat and I'm a Christian. It's an impossibility to be a Christian, Christ-like, a Christ follower, and believe in murder by way of abortion. It's an impossibility to be a Christian, a Christ-like follower, and yet say that you're going to embrace or agree with the Pete Buttigieg type that's openly married to a man and says that he's closer to Jesus since he got married to his man husband than he was before then, when there's a whole plethora of scriptures throughout the Word of God that God condemns sodomite lifestyle, condemns homosexuality, or the gay lifestyle, as some like to call it, to tamp down the seriousness of the sound. It is an impossibility. But yet pastors are afraid because they might lose their jobs, they might lose their paycheck, they might lose their security and their retirement. If that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's the Youngblood doctrinal position that if that's the case, they're hirelings. And God calls pastors, preachers to be shepherds, the under-shepherd of the flock, to lead the flock, not to follow the flock. And we find just about every, if not all, mainline denominations, they have bowed to the LGBTQ demands, and they are embracing, and that's what the LGBTQ, the sodomite community, wants, is not only acceptance and tolerance, but they're wanting the churches and Christians to embrace and to celebrate their lifestyle. And that's being pushed in our public school system today as never before. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Parents Fight Back, Sex in Kindergarten in American Schools. And it's by Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins says, and he starts the article off, I dare you, hold up the textbook in front of a camera and show them a picture of what 10-year-olds are going to be asked to see. That was Arizona's House Speaker Rusty Bowers, Republican, challenging the reporters when they ask him about his fierce response to the radical left sex educational program. He pointed to a book that's called It's Perfectly Normal. That's the title of the book. And that's that it's normal at all. He says it isn't normal at all, unless you're one of those rare individuals who think teaching anal sex to five-year-olds is a good idea. Arizona State Superintendent Kathy Hoffman, which is a Democrat, Twitter profile shows a picture of the new office holder carrying a sign that says, I am public education. And after hearing her version of the sexualization of kids, that's exactly what parents are afraid of. I couldn't even read the manual to you over the radio, State Senator Sylvia Allen, Republican of Arizona, told me on Washington Watch Monday. When they talk about comprehensive sex education, she warned, that's exactly what they mean. It's very comprehensive, very detailed. They leave nothing out. And when you read the material, you can only come to the conclusion that it's they're going to give kindergartners on and up different types of information. The only reason for this is because you're giving them information to help sexualize them in the future. I made a little marginal note on this article. They're simply preparing the children, the students, to embrace the LGBTQ lifestyle, and it's a recruitment tool. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. The sodomites cannot reproduce. All they can do is recruit. And they're in full recruitment mode across America in every public school. If you don't believe that, then why do you think they're doing the drag queen story hour in our public libraries and the public classrooms? It is simply, and by the way, the overwhelming majority of those that are the drag queen story hour tellers are those that have been convicted pedophiles in the past. They're convicted felons for child abuse. They're perverts, and they're dressing up to get the kids' interest. The thing that shocks my socks off, if I can say that, ladies and gentlemen, is for parents to take a child to one of those events. And yet here in Jacksonville, this coming Saturday, our sheriff's office, JSO, is promoting, embracing, and recommending and participating in the sodomite parade in our city. And can you imagine two police patrol cars, 50 police officers in uniform, marching on the streets, and parents allowing their kids to see it, and the kids a uniformed police officer, and he'll think, well, that must be all right because the police officer's there. It must be okay to see those men half-nude and performing all kinds of vulgar sex acts in the parade. And that's what they do, ladies and gentlemen, and they're doing it across America. And if I can just insert this thought now, pick up your telephone today, call JSO, and say, do not participate, let our officers in uniform participate in that. If you got a sodomite police officer, take him out of uniform if he wants to get in that parade. But don't you dare represent the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in uniform, badges in place, and the kids watching that thinking that somehow, some way it's all right. Further, ladies and gentlemen, in this article, Bowers, who is the Speaker of the House in Arizona, who is fighting alongside Allen Green, the dad of seven has been on a one-man mission to keep the curriculum changes to the state derailed in June and off track. And it goes further. When activists tried to overturn 40 years of comprehensive or conservative education messaging replacement with its graphic pro-LGBTQ propaganda, the crowd was so large that the state board of education officials had to open 3 overflow rooms to accommodate them. Outside groups like Planned Parenthood and GLSN, which is another sodomite organization, were trying to strip the state's ban on abnormal, deviant, or unusual sexual acts and practices, and parents on both sides were furious. Instead of creating more Planned Parenthood customers, let's put our energy into improving the reading abilities for our children, one mom said. Couldn't have been said any better. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for today's broadcast. When you were saying a while ago about LGBTQ, that you can't be a Democrat and be a Christian, you know, Christ never changes. Is what you're saying is these people have deluded themselves into thinking they're a Christian.
That's the demonic delusion. That is part of the demonic delusion that's sweeping America today. I believe these that are the socialist, Marxist, democratic leadership, they really believe in their deluded minds that what they're saying and doing is right, but is antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values, especially Christian values. And this is the reason we must reject it at every hand. We must refuse it on every level. We must stand up and say, not in my city, not on my street, not in my school, not in my community. Absolutely.
Yes. Let me ask you one more question. I have a brother-in-law that's an Episcopal priest, and he takes great pride in marrying two women or two men. Has he deluded himself into thinking that he's a Christian?
He is not just deluded, he's lost as a green ball in high weeds. And if you don't think that's lost, then go out and put a green ball on a golf course and see if you can find it. He is simply a lost man with a clerical garb on, calling himself a Christian pastor, but he's deluding himself, and it's a demonic delusion. And that's what we're talking about today. It is a delusion of demons in high places, and as a result of that, we need to wake up, sit up, stand up, speak up, and take our kids out of the public school system. And we need to say to every Christian, if you're saved and if you're in a church like that, where that's taking place, get out. It's a lost diatribe that's masquerading as Christianity, spirituality, and as a church. But to our caller, let me say this. One of the major problems in our churches today, most churches have become incubators for social justice and no concern about expository biblical preaching, looking at the whole Word of God and seeing what God's Word says and speaking the truth. You'll never get Joel Osteen to say anything close to what I'm saying. You'll never get Joel Osteen to say you're going to die and go to hell if you're a sodomite. You'll never get Joel Osteen and others of his ilk to say anything about being lost and going to hell, because that doesn't win friends and influence people. In fact, more people send money if you tell them that they're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. More people are going to send the money if you tell them positive thinking rather than in fact, we need to understand that when you preach the truth, it might sound negative, but it's positive. Jesus spoke 13 times more about justice and judgment in the parallel gospels than he did any other subject. And yet everybody was talking about Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Because he loves us, he's going to discipline us. And because we love our children, we need to do what's right in disciplining them and bringing them back on track by pulling them out of the public school. You're exactly right. Keep on listening. Keep on sharing with others. And God bless you. And thank you so much for your call today and your very kind words and questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. We're talking about demons in high places and rescuing our children and parents fighting back. This article continues with the parents fighting back. It says, but the battle is not over. Not by a long shot. Extremists are still finding ways to slip the LGBTQ indoctrination into the school system. These activities include one of the highest levels of state government are counting on parents' ignorance to push the agenda through. You hear that? We're talking about now primarily in the state of Arizona, but this is sweeping the nation. If it's not in your city, your school, it will be in the future. It's in our schools in Jacksonville, Florida. And in the comprehensive sex education in Jacksonville, Florida, the teachers are told if a parent complains or parent says anything about a negative inquiry, to tell that parent, you're the only one that's ever inquired. You're the only one that's ever complained. Nevertheless, there might have been several hundred that had complained. This article says, we're seeing a monumental pushback from parents on from both parties, as Sylvia said. This isn't a partisan issue. No one wants to leave this critical part of the child's development to the activists in the school districts that's teaching pornography and destroying our child's future morals. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious problem that we're faced with. Some parents are fighting back, and I'm thankful for that. Some parents are fighting back and say, we're not going to do so. Some parents are simply saying, well, it was a good education when I was there, and therefore I'm going to leave my child in the public school system. As we speak, there is a raging battle taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Arizona. The battle is about the so-called comprehensive sex education for children of kindergartners and up. Here's an article about it further. Arizona House Speaker, radicalized sex education, grooming children to be sexualized. And then the subtitle says, Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, Republican, continued his attack over the past weekend on state comprehensive sex educational standards that he says simply sexualizes our children and places them at very high risk. He goes on to talk about what is taking place. Bowers said he viewed the material that are part of the proposed comprehensive sex education curriculum as grooming our children to be sexualized, end quote. Bauer said the material he saw in the presentation put on the Gilbert Charter School school by the family Watch International have drawings of people engaged in sex acts. The speaker calls these materials a complete change in how sex education has been taught for the past 40 years. Bowers also accused the Democrat superintendent of public instruction, Kathy Hoffman, of being radicalized herself. Hoffman produced the changes in the sex education curriculum, but was unsuccessful in her attempt to have the State Board of Education change the state standards in Arizona at the last meeting. According to the Tucson.com, Hoffman asked the State Board to review changes in sex education policies. Subsequent to the board repeal, as a result of that, the board repealed the requirement that sex ed classes in Arizona promote honor and respect for monogamous heterosexual marriages. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the students are not going to be given an option to what is moral and what is ethical, but they're going to be simply given one side of the story, one picture, and that picture is going to be the demoralization of that child. Ladies and gentlemen, I am reading from this article, and I'm not going to read to you the plain, raw language that this article uses of telling what's in the textbooks and the Arizona school system of the sex education. Simply put, the illustrations they give, the videos that they show, the information they provide from kindergarten up is all sex acts that they inviting children to mimic and to follow. How can we expect a child, how can we expect a young teenager, how can we expect a 4 or 5 year old to do anything but think that it is normal and to carry out those acts in their lives? Again, I tell you, and I warn you to our listeners, it is a mode of recruitment for the sodomites in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why James Dobson has said, he's an advocate for pulling your child out of the public school system. There's a problem with the comprehensive sex education for the children kindergarten and up. And the Arizona Speaker of the House, as I said, Rusty Bowers, is fighting back. He's saying, not in our school system. We're not going to lie. We don't want it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demons in high places, parents fighting back, rescuing our children out of the clutches of the LGBTQ in the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, we must not just sit in silence. You have a child, you have a grandchild, or grandchildren. It is time that you stand up, speak up, say something, and do something, and not be silent. Here's a further article on that same subject. House Speaker Bowers calls Huffman radical for pushing comprehensive sex ed. And he goes ahead and he claims that Planned Parenthood has created a business plan. This is what the Speaker of the House in Arizona calls the comprehensive sex education in Arizona. He says that Planned Parenthood has created the business plan of hell. And that comprehensive sex education is a sexual lifestyle that leads to more abortions and more treatments for sexually transmitted diseases and the recruitment of more from the LGBTQ. And he said it helps Planned Parenthood and their bottom line of their program and their dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to say, but the LGBTQ has an agenda for every month, 12 months out of the year. They have an agenda for pushing something about the LGBTQ and the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, let me, and I'll not belabor it, time won't allow on the broadcast. It would take a whole broadcast to give you their itinerary. Here's an article that says, parents, here's a calendar of LGBTQ indoctrination, every plan, events planned for the public school system. It's dated September the 30th, 2019. If you thought the LGBTQ indoctrination only happens in June, you would be very wrong. If you're a Christian or otherwise religious family who does not subscribe to the pagan ideas of sexuality and gender and don't want it pushed on your kids in school where they should be learning math, then note the following dates of your calendar. Either keep them home that day, make sure their school isn't forcing kids to participate in this non-educational, politically charged, immoral celebration. And it goes on to talk about September the 22nd through the 28th, Banned Books Week. And they feign to say that books that talk about anything of a homosexual in the past, the books are being banned. It tries to make the Christian student, the Christian moms and dads feel guilty. Ally Week, September the 23rd through the 27th, the week that the gay mafia pressures your kids to become a warrior for the cause of the LGBTQ. Bisexual Awareness Day, September the 23rd. Is that necessary, this article says? If you're a Catholic or a Christian, awareness with the public schools teach others than do you find where they teach being tolerant of devoted Catholics, devoted Christians that believe in chastity? I think not. LGBTQ History Month in October. All of the month of October this month, ladies and gentlemen, is LGBTQ History Month, and they're pushing that in every public school across America today. They get a whole month to cram the in whatever propaganda they wish to now show, say, and do in any classroom. This will probably be when they start claiming that Abraham Lincoln was gay or some such nonsense as that, as this writer puts it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very dangerous. In fact, October the 11th is coming out day, where they encourage students, if you're a closet homosexual, kindergarten, ladies and gentlemen, through high school, coming out day, if you happen to feel that you might be a girl and you're in a boy's body, then it's coming out day where you profess and proclaim to the world in your classroom that you're a sexually dysphoric person, is what I bottomly call it. International Pronouns Day, September the, October the 16th. This article says, I wish this were a joke. According to the website, Pronouns Day, referring to people by the pronouns other than that which they're birthed with, their sexuality. Being referred to the wrong pronoun particularly affects transgenders and gender nonconforming people, this article says. Therefore, we must be able to conform to that and have the right pronoun. If it's a girl but happens to want to be called a boy, you've got to call him, call it, he, or him. Spirit Day, October the 17th. While this sounds innocuous, this is the LGBTQ day where students are encouraged to wear purple to identify themselves as being part of the alphabet cult sponsored by the LGBTQ organization. Transgender Awareness Week, November the 12th through the 19th. Your child must be made to feel comfortable in that small percentage of mentally ill people. I call them sexually dysphoric. victims in the classroom, as they call them. Transgender Day Remembrance, November the 20th, November the 20th through the 27th. No Name Calling Week, where you're not allowed to call anybody by name in the classroom. You've got to refer to them simply as their whatever they want to be called gender-wise. There is no self-awareness where these people who call everyone disagree with them homophobics or bigots, and so therefore your child, if he's a Christian, will be a homophobic or a bigot. Then you have Transgender Day Visibility, March the 30th, next year. And it goes on and on. A full 12-month calendar, ladies and gentlemen, that's already pre-prepared. It's online, by the way, where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is out there for you to see. And that's what your child will be indoctrinated with and what will be pushed every month out of the year if your child is in that public school. Again, I say, pull your child out of the public school. We have children. We have grandchildren. I say, remove them. Remove them now. We cannot allow them to be destroyed. The next generation of children are presently being absolutely morally degraded and destroyed. The best way to fight back is to put God's word back in the classroom. If you're going to leave them in the public school, let's put God's word back in the classroom. Let's put the Ten Commandments back in the classroom. Here's an article that says, bill requiring public schools to teach the Bible are flooding state legislatures. Some are becoming law. Conservative lawmakers across the country are embracing this attempt, sponsoring bills that mandate the creation of required or elective courses in public schools to teach the Bible. Finding other means to inject the Bible in the classroom is all right. Since January of this year alone, there have been bills mandating the creation of Bible study or instruction bills in at least 14 states, including Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Florida, West Virginia, Mississippi, New York, North Dakota, West Virginia, Texas, Indiana, Washington, and Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, I say wonderful. In fact, we have some sponsorship and co-sponsorship in the state of Florida for that to be done. It was attempted last year. It was locked up in committee, didn't come out of committee. We need to pray that that bill will pass this year, this legislative session starting in January, that we can put the word of God back in the class. I know if you're listening, there's some that are listening that I don't want a heathen in the school to teach my child about God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if that law passes, then a curricula will be designed around the word of God that will be taught appropriately, even if it's being taught by a heathen, that at least the historical facts of the word of God can be proclaimed, and where the Ten Commandments can be read, and where the Ten Commandments can be posted in a classroom that will help little Johnny be on track with what God's word says. The best way to fight back, ladies and gentlemen, is put God back in the classroom. And may I recommend that? The Bible being taught on an elective basis. There's nothing wrong with that. Call your state representative, call your senator, and ask them now to sponsor, to co-sponsor legislation that will make Bible available in your child's public school. Our public school pushes the LGBTQ agenda and Planned Parenthood agenda. These public schools has put God out of the classroom, put the Christian out of the classroom, if you will. They have pushed back on anything that's called teaching the Bible or teaching morals as a standard. Public schools have abandoned U.S. history. No real history in our public schools. They've abandoned the emphasis on reading and writing and arithmetic and sciences. They've abandoned anything that would be called the Judeo-Christian values, and they put Islamic studies in the dominant place rather than Christianity. Drag queen story hours being taught. Teachers are forbidden to use proper pronouns for the male or female. Parents are forbidden to take their child out of these sex educational classes that are absolutely mandated on a national level. Here's an article that says a teacher fired for refusing to use a student's preferred pronoun, and that teacher is now suing the school system in state of Virginia. Williamsburg, Virginia is where it's located. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation. And that trouble starts primarily, ladies and gentlemen, not just in Washington, not just in the Beltway, but it's on a grassroots level across America, indoctrinating our sons and daughters, destroying their mind, their emotions, their morals, and their values. Ladies and gentlemen, another method for fighting back is to bring your Bible to school Thursday the 3rd. Bring your Bible to school day. May I recommend that highly. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, if you've got sons and daughters and grandkids, encourage them to take their Bible to school on Bring Your Bible to School Day. It started off in 2014 with a handful of people, students across the nation. Last year, there was over 500,000 that participated in the Bring Your Bible to School Day. Put Jesus first. Put God on top of the deck. As I used to tell my boys when they spent brief periods of time in public school, take your Bible to school, put it on the stack of your books. As you walk down the corridor, don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid to stand up and stand out for Jesus. Yes, it is legal to take your Bible to school. Yes, it is constitutional to take your Bible to school. And I urge you to do so. I pray today, moms and dads, that you're listening, you'll take a stand. You'll, by the way, go and have consultation with your pastor. Ask your pastor to take a public stand on this issue. Ask your pastor to preach messages from the pulpit about these issues. Ask your pastor to take a stand. If you please, be very benevolent, very kind, but what I call ask him to grow a spine and take the whole Word of God to the whole people of God and preach without intimidation, without fear, and without favor. Say what the Word of God is saying and let God's Word be predominant and dominant in the classrooms. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned about what I see. But in the nation of Brazil, the president of Brazil has given a absolute definitive directive to remove the LGBTQ influence from the public schools. While many governments are now bowing and kowtowing to the LGBTQ, the president of Brazil, back in February this year, announced his plan to revise textbooks in the public schools and eliminate all references to homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and violence against women. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Pray for the President Day, and I want to close this broadcast for praying for our president. Join with me as we pray for President Trump. Lord, I come to you today and say thank you for blessing America. God bless America again. Would you provide, Lord, your wisdom and your safety and your protection for our president? Thank you for your divine intervention in November of 2016 that put President Trump in office. Thank you for his stand on religious liberties and freedoms. Thank you for his stand for putting the Bible back in the classrooms. Lord, I pray today that you'll defeat the demons of hell that are coming against and masquerading themselves as socialist, Marxist Democrats in Washington. Lord, we ask you to unveil the Democratic plot and tear down those plots and that's against President Trump and our constitutional republic, that they will be known for, that we've known this republic for 243 years. God preserve it. Lord, we pray today for you to move and motivate and illuminate the investigating process that the wicked evil plot to overthrow our president, our elected president, that you would overthrow that, ladies and gentlemen. God, I pray that you would be overseeing all that's taking place. Lord, I pray that you'd give President Trump the wisdom of Solomon. Give him the strength of Samson. I pray that you'd give him the boldness of Paul and the leadership of Joshua as you allow him to serve America. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your protection and wisdom for our president. Guide and direct him, we pray, in all that he does in the leadership of our nation. Thank you so much, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.